Well, hey friends, welcome to day four, my teaching for this week. In a moment, I'm going to jump into that, continue talking about building a relationship with the Lord, a relationship that actually works, that flourishes, and that completely satisfies you. Before we do that, give me 1 minute to do a few quick housekeeping things. Firstly, if you're here on YouTube, it's great to have you here. We've got over 1 million subscribers. Hey, give me this video a like, a thumbs up, whatever, wherever you are. Drop me a comment. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me where you're at. I'll say hi. Or tell me if I can pray for you. I'm in Florida this week. If you'd like to connect with me, drop me a line. Enjoy being here. Hey, I've got a new book out on the topic I'm teaching on. There's a link below. And I have to say, I think there's life-changing material in this. It's changed my life, which is why I wrote it. And I encourage you to grab a copy of that, Building a Relationship with God. Fourthly, hey, I'm currently working on setting up my itinerary for later in the year and early 2026. If you're a pastor, church group, you're interested in hosting an event, drop me a line. I am doing some traveling now every month at my own expense. Don't cost anything. Don't charge anything. I have a great group of partners and businesses who support my ministry. So I want to preach the gospel, heal the sick, and see the kingdom of God expand. Drop me a line if you're interested in that. And if you're not yet a partner and you're interested in becoming one, why not drop me a line too? I would really love to hear from you guys. Good. So we are in chapter 3 of this book, and we've been talking about Jesus's relationship with the Father and how, at a very practical level, Jesus's relationship with the Father is the standard, the metric, the goal. It's the only real relationship that works. It's the only relationship that will satisfy us. Put these on here. It's the only relationship that he came to give us. I can't give you something that I just don't have. And Jesus came and he gave us his relationship with the Father. And so often what we've done in the church is we've tried to give people somebody else's. We've tried to have Paul's relationship with God, or Peter's relationship with God, or who knows, Benny Hinn's relationship with God. I'm in Orlando today, whatever. My point is, you need Jesus's relationship with the Father. That's who you were called to be, and it's only in Christ Jesus that you will be satisfied. Now, in John 15, Jesus goes into this amazing passage. He says, "My Father's a true vine, and the vine dresser." He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit." Jesus speaks of the relationship the Father wants to have with us, his children. And he literally compares it with a vine and a branch. Two things that are completely together. I mean, literally, I have some trees, palm trees, different trees around me here. You cannot separate the vine from the branch. And in effect, the branch, you know, bears fruit, the leaves come out of it, the fruit comes out of it. But all of the sap, the goodness, flows from the branch, from the vine branch. And that's the relationship the Lord wants to have with us. And I actually came to a place in my life about 2 years ago. I had a dramatic encounter with the Lord about this passage, because I realized how much I was trying to live my own Christian life. How much effort, how much time, how much work, how much failure I was putting into trying to build a relationship with God. And in effect, the truth of this passage is the only way you can really build a relationship with God is by doing nothing, is by abiding, is by dwelling, by resting, by staying planted in him. I'll often talk about Hudson Taylor, the famous missionary. He was an amazing man of faith. He got around George Muller, the guy who was believing God for to pay the food for thousands of orphans in Bristol. And Taylor said, "Hey, if he can believe God's promises to pay, feed orphans, I can believe God's promises and take hundreds of missionaries to China." Taylor started the Inland China Mission. And yet, I'm sure many of you have heard me share this story before. The thing that always strikes me about Hudson Taylor is, even though he's living by faith, impacting China with the gospel, years later, he's still living in failure because he was trying to live his Christian life as I was trying to live mine, by effort, by discipline, by trying. And Hudson Taylor literally says his whole life got changed in one day through one letter when somebody who'd been around the Keswick teaching, I won't have the time to go into that today, but from the north of England, basically challenged him, like, are you truly abiding in Jesus? He's the vine, you're the branch. Are you simply resting in him and letting his life flow through? And Hudson Taylor said that very day his life was changed. And he said many years later, at the end of his life, he still lived in this, the same place of intensity, of peace, of love, of joy, of victory. He'd never strived or strained. He'd never worried. He simply rested. Hallelujah. Come on, imagine if you were a drowning person and Jesus came into the water to rescue you. And he says, I don't want you to do anything. Don't think about buoyancy. Don't think about, you know, how you can help the process or whatever. Just relax and rest in my arms. Now, I want to be clear again. Hudson Taylor accomplished a massive amount in his life, and he suffered in his life. I'm not saying rest means sit on a bench near the pool in Florida and do nothing. Hudson Taylor was, you know, somebody who'd work 16, 18 hours a day at times, but he worked from that place of rest. And what I want you to see is that's the relationship Jesus had with his Father. I don't want to misquote scripture, but it's literally as if Jesus could have said, my Father is the vine, I am the branch. His life flows in me. His life flows through me. His victory flows through me. And I challenge you, wherever you are at in the world today, my friend, that's the life you can live today. You can have the life of the Father living through you, flowing through you, unconsciously. Have you ever seen a tree trying to produce fruit? Like, one, two, three. It just relaxes. That fruit just flows in and flows through it. And that's the life the Lord came to give you. Selah. How do we do that? Well, by the book. No, I'm joking. How do we do that? You know, it's really just a walk by faith. This is such a scandal that it's hard for people to grasp. But how do you abide in Jesus? You abide in Jesus by believing you're abiding in Jesus. How do you rest in him? You believe you're resting in him. How do you let his victory flow in and through you? You believe by faith that his victory is flowing in and through you. That's how simple it is. He's the vine, you're the branch. And as you, Jesus had the life of the Father flowing through him. In effect, it's a little bit different for us. It's like for us, Jesus is the vine, we're the branch. We have the life of Jesus flowing through us. We are in Christ Jesus. And I encourage you, you know, it's interesting. I said that at the end of this book, I have a big list of, I tried to list every scripture in the New Testament that declares who we are in Christ Jesus. And really, if you want faith for healing, read Bible verses for healing. If you want faith for provision, read Bible verses for provision. If you want faith for abiding, abide in these verses. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, I and my Father will come and we will manifest ourselves to him. Selah. Boom. Guys, I'm going to be back tomorrow and do some Q&A on this topic. So if you have any great questions, send them to me and I will try and include those in that. Grab a copy of the book, drop me a line, love to hear from you, and have a great day.